Alaska Senator Mark Begich put a hold on the promotion of an Air Force general last week, citing frustration with the lack of answers about the proposed move of the F-16 fighter squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
We are sitting here now, several months later, with no new information. They have not proven the cost savings that they say are there. They have not shown us the impacts to the families. We're done waiting, and we're going to put the pressure on them. And one way to do it is tell them they're not getting any more of their people in the Pentagon, and until they respond to us and give us the appropriate information.
The senator says he'll keep the hold on the nomination process for Lieutenant General Herbert Hawk Carlisle until the Air Force provides specific answers about the impact of the move on civilian personnel and the effect on the Fairbanks community.
We have hundreds of families up there in limbo trying to figure out, one, are they going to move from the base they're at? But on top of that, the whole community of Fairbanks, the small businesses that work with the military up there, the educational facilities up there, in a sense of kids who go to school, it's all in limbo because the Air Force is not forthcoming with the information.
Senator Begich sent letters to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the leadership of the Senate Armed Services Committee requesting an analysis of potential cost savings to the military. The Air Force plans to present a finalized plan for the move by May 31st.